thing is, you know, we got to continue to keep proving. You know, we're not looking at what we did last year. We had some success, but, you know, it's all about what we continue to do this year. And, you know, we got to iron those kinks out that we continue to giving up those big plays. You know, who cares if we're going up against our offense? You know, we don't expect them to beat us anytime. So we got to continue to get better. And having Jack around for 2 years, it makes it easier.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely getting that chemistry. I mean, the spots are still up for grab, and we're just waiting for really the safety spots really to get settled in, and so we can really get that chemistry. And, I mean, we already know what we got at corner, and, I mean, we're just going to continue to gel.
You wouldn't be playing this game if you didn't welcome the competition. So it's a nice group of backs that we have right now, and the competition heating up, you know, when you get the pads on and, you know, you start picking up blitzes and, you know, running, and, you know, it starts to evaluate, and it puts an extra category on, you know, the evaluation of, you know, who potentially is going to get the first team reps.
You got to condition your mind, you got to condition your body, and it takes time for both. I think, you know, with the offseason we had, with training camp now, we're doing that. I think we're getting a lot, you know, mentally stronger. We're getting a lot physically endurance, so we can last for longer periods of time. And that's something we got to keep working on, because it could really be to our advantage for the season.
I think it's a big advantage, you know, being in shape, you know, being able to go fast and just keep going and, you know what you got to do at all times. You know, I can wear our defense out, so I think it'd be a big advantage if we can get it going well and, you know, stick to it. I do it after every day. I take care of my body, so I'm fine right now. You know, I feel the best I ever felt since I've been playing, so, you know, I'm good.
I think I'm better because, you know, my confidence in myself, and just, you know, once you spend a year somewhere, you just gradually get more confident in yourself, and your teammates get more confident in you. So I'm just more comfortable. So when you're comfortable, you know, you have that ability to make more plays, and I think that's what's happening this year.
I'm actually impressed with Duke. You know, Duke came out last year and had a good camp, and this year Duke is doing really good. So, you know, only thing I do is just give him, you know, a few pointers here and there. You know, if it's something that we don't know, you know, we always try to help each other. But he's having a great camp, and, you know, he's staying focused. And the thing about Duke is he has a big smile, and, man, the smile is contagious out there on the field, especially in training camp situations.
You know, you have a natural connection when somebody's undrafted, because, you know, they gone through the same thing you've gone through. So so I definitely lean towards them and guys like Chris Harris, you know, because they tell me, you know, just keep working. You know, eventually, you know, if you make enough plays and, you know, you work hard enough and you just, you know, focus and know your plays, and it's going to happen for you. So they've done it. So I'm trying to just follow in their footsteps.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we're in meetings, I mean, even the coaches, they always just explain my story. They started them off by showing them how I was playing on special teams and then how I ended up playing on defense. But, I mean, Duke's the same situation. And, I mean, he's improved a lot and he's hungry. And, I mean, he's kind of just like me, but at a different position.